I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. We've got a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
When it's time to unplug, check out WUNC Music.
Let it roll and crash down low.
We've got music worth discovering, locally curated to brighten your day.
And your love is growing cold.
WUNC Music. Now featuring NPR's World Cafe, weeknights at 10. Listen on your smart speaker or at WUNC.org.
North Carolina is a home for bluegrass. You can hear it at tailgate parties before college football games, at festivals and clubs, concert halls, and front porches across the state. It's everywhere, and in recent years, it's found a home in the shadow of the old state Capitol building in downtown Raleigh. In 2013, the International Bluegrass Music Association moved its annual convention and festival from Nashville to Raleigh, North Carolina. September has never been the same.
Bluegrass is born in Kentucky, on Monroe and the mandolin. Now the way he played those strings, we might never hear again.
This song, Living in Raleigh Now, is by Chatham County Line. It was written by the band's guitarist and principal songwriter Dave Wilson and is the focus of this week's episode of the Songs We Love podcast.
I really do love the song.
William Lewis is the longtime director of Pinecone, the Piedmont Council on Traditional Music. He now works for the town of Cary. He helped lead the effort to bring IBMA to Raleigh.
I think the spirit of the song really captures everything that Raleigh was going for when we were trying to recruit IBMA here and what we knew we could do if we were to bring them here, that the community would rally behind it and be really proud of our bluegrass heritage and we knew what our city could do. And so I think that song really does capture it.
But there's no chance we're gonna lose the high and lonesome sound.
So Dave had attended one of these Bluegrass Ramble events at the Poorhouse Music Hall, and he says he was just inspired, you know, watching not only business taking place in the venue, but the public coming in and the community embracing this event. And he said he wrote it right there in the alleyway outside of the Poorhouse and just kind of tracking the movement of this event and the evolution of the event from Kentucky to Tennessee to North Carolina.
But down in Cleveland County, another boy was born and bred with a banjo in his hand and his fingers dipped in lead. Well, I moved to Tennessee where he took his greatest bow. What moved off to Nashville is living in Raleigh now.
The city of Raleigh fully embraced this event, and bluegrass is happier than it's ever been.
So we're all glad you came and rambled around our town. And we hope you really picked up a little bit of that sound. It will live on forever if the fates allow. What was born in Kentucky moved off to Nashville.
The IBMA is the professional organization that represents bluegrass musicians, labels, festivals, really the industry as a whole. It was founded in Owensboro, Kentucky, and as the song goes, moved to Nashville and is living in Raleigh now. Part of the week is a professional conference with seminars, business meetings, and card swapping. But the rest of the week is all about the music. The streets of Raleigh are opened up for wide-open bluegrass, with multiple stages all around town. There's music in the clubs, too, and at Red Hat Amphitheater, where the headliners play. It's a big deal for bluegrass and for the city.
You know, it has a direct economic impact of estimated of about $12.7 million last year. And so we know that this is a huge event. It's the city of Raleigh's largest event ever. At largest annual event in particular. And so we're really proud of it and really want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to shore it up and maintain it and grow it and keep it here as long as we possibly can.
The IBMA has extended its contract and is committed to being in Raleigh through 2021. Each year, the event changes. This year, the big shift is towards more free music. They're opening up many of the main stage performances.
For us, it really is mission building. It's building an event that the community's proud of that highlights traditional music of the Piedmont region.
So we're all glad you came and rambled around our town. And we hope you re-picked up a little bit of that sound. It will live on forever if the fates allow. What was born in Kentucky moved off to Nashville.
When Chatham County Line wrote this song, they kept it humble and low to the ground. The band recorded it live and then released it as a cassette-only single that Dave Wilson from the band handed out at IBMA the following year.
You know, Chatham County Line, in my opinion, is just, they're an amazing asset because they really stand behind their community. You know, a lot of people feel like if you're going to make it as a band, you need to move to Nashville or to where the industry is. And I really admire bands like Chatham County Line who stay home and they carve out their craft and make a great living doing their music in their own way. And I feel like that's exactly what Raleigh is. That's exactly what North Carolina is. You know, we are ourselves and we do it our own way.
Chatham County Line's song Living in Raleigh is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. The IBMA Conference and World of Bluegrass Festival is held each September in downtown Raleigh. The Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. You can find more episodes in the series at WUNCmusic.org, NPR One, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. To hear more love for Chatham County Line, check out episode 26 in our series. Andrew Marlin and Emily France from Mandolin Orange picked the Chatham County Line song Crop Comes In as the song they love.
Let's go out together into the night.
We kind of just picked that one, but we could have picked any number of their tunes.
At a steady way. A home for two is numbers on the page.
Individually, they're all really strong, but when they come together, they're definitely one of those bands that I just see as a unit.
Come see me when the crop comes in.
When the water's high, I can't afford to spin.
I'm alone, the cotton in my dress is fine.
Better spin it on if you can be mine.
A little earlier in the Come Here and See series, Dave Wilson himself talked us through a song he loves by Doc Watson.
It encapsulates everything about music in North Carolina. It's got virtuosity, you know, it's got storytelling. It's an amazing folk sound that father and son duo did.
I've been here a month or more, stuck in this old city. People that have to call it home, they're the ones I pity. Lord, I'm homesick. Blues are the only songs I ever seem to pick. I get out and walk the street till I get blisters on my feet. I'm southbound.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. There are new episodes every weekend, and a binge-worthy batch of older episodes is out there on the internet whenever you want it. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.